Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on The Piping Hour. Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for joining us during this hour. We have something a little different for you this time. Many players of a certain age started out hearing pipe music through long-playing 33 and a third RPM albums. With the recent passing of pipe major Tony Crease, the importance of the solo track Amazing Grace on the Royal Scots Dragoons Guards LP cannot be underestimated. I was riding in the car as an 11-year-old on the way to the market and heard it over the AM radio. I, and like many others around the world, had never heard anything like it. But many other regiments have produced LPs before and since, and we're going to delve into a few of them and see if it brings back any memories that may strike your fancy. We're going to start out with a track from the 1970 LP The Gordons For You. It was the drums and pipes of the 1st Battalion of the Gordon Highlanders, Pipe Major Joe Kerr, Drum Major Gren Hall. Here is a track starting with the Hebridean love song and going into the two hornpipes, The Man from Skye and Pipe Major George Allen.
Thank you.
was the 2nd Battalion of the Scots Guards, playing the 74th's Farewell to Edinburgh. That was on an LP produced in 1951. One of the pipe majors of the 2nd Scots Guards was William Ross, later of the Army Piping School in Edinburgh. There's an interesting book written by C.A. Malcolm that was published in 1927 called The Piper in Peace and War. I read an excerpt of this book the other day and thought I'd share it with you now. It follows. Before a piper can become a pipe major, Sergeant Piper is the official rank. He must satisfy the authorities of his ability as a composer and a player of Pibroch's marches and strathspeys. According to the reports of competent judges, good Pibroch players are very rare. The Pibroch may be called the classical form of bagpipe music, and the piper who studies the Pibroch often despises the march and strathspey as inferior branches of the piper's art, although he admits that, to the unsophisticated crowd and private soldier, they are perhaps more pleasing.
Thank you.
That was a set of retreat marches played by the 1st Battalion of the Queen's Own Cameron Highlanders. That was under the direction of the well-regarded Pipe Major Evan McCrae. About the 1st Battalion, also from Malcolm's book The Piper in Peace and War, a description of their time when they first entered the trenches of the Great War. It reads, "On the outbreak of the Great War, the 1st Battalion of the Cameron Highlanders marched down the Castle Hill of Edinburgh with pipes playing amid all the emotion aroused by the spectacle of a regiment leaving for the front. On entering France, the pipers had to lay aside their pipes and act as runners. On this service, two of them were killed before the close of 1914, and three were wounded. One of the two left unhurt, Piper Henderson, hearing that one of his officers was lying badly wounded and unable to move out in no man's land, ran out to his aid and succeeded in bringing him into safety, for which act of disinterested gallantry he was awarded the DCM. Thank you. We first heard a medley of classic tunes from the military band of the Gordon Highlanders, and the guest piper was none other than Pipe Major John McClellan. And then right into the 2/4 marches, Australian Ladies and the Conundrum, played by the pipes and drums of the 1st Battalion of the Black Watch. Malcolm's book, The Piper in Peace and War, also mentions the Black Watch. In the description of an event prior to the Black Watch being sent to the American continent, it states, in 1779, a draft of recruits for the 42nd and the 71st, which had been sent from Stirling to Leith for embarkation, mutinied on learning that they were to be drafted to the 82nd Regiment. In the shooting which ensued, a piper was shot in both legs, rendering him useless for the Army. Descendants of that unfortunate piper are Pipe Major George S. McLennan, late of the Gordon Highlanders, and his younger brother, Pipe Major Donald McLennan, 1st Seaforth Highlanders.
Thank you.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. Here's a little Zorba for you. That's from the LP Distant Hills by the Pipes and Drums and Regimental Band of the Royal Scots. And right before that, we had a track also from that album from 1973 of some hornpipes and jigs. I want to thank you for joining us this hour. And I have one more little excerpt from The Piper in Peace and War by C.A. Malcolm. This is from the foreword by the Duke of Atholl. It reads, "Probably there were never more pipers in existence than there were during the Great War, and never, at any time, were their services more appreciated. No good pipe band ever belonged to a bad regiment, and to those who understand the pipes, it is a simple thing to judge of those who follow them. In times of peace, the pipers keep the men together. Every individual man in the regiment takes a pride in the band because it is distinctive and of his own nation, proud and full of courage, but not aggressive, sometimes sad, but always appealing." We're going to go out this hour playing a set of marches by the Pipes and Drums of the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch. And until we meet again, during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.